How about it, if you were having some soup, you'd bring the soup up to your mouth and what?
I would eat it.
Yes, but what, you would have a knife, fork, and a...
Spoon.
And the thing that you put flowers in?
A vase.
Yeah. After meal, you have to do what to the dishes? You have to...
Wash them.
And then you have to what now? You
dry them.
All right. And what might you do? But after you wash them, you have to
put them away.
You have to wash the what? Wash the
dishes.
And if you take them out, when you take them out of the hot soapy water and hold you, she does what? She does what?
Rinse them. Rinse the dishes.
What might you use to while you're washing the dishes to take pieces of food off the dishes that stick to the dish?
A scraper.
Do you ever use a piece of cloth or a rag?
Sponge.
Okay. How about, what do you dry the dishes with?
Cloth, dishcloth.
And what do you use in the bathroom to take a bath? You dry yourself with a...
Turkish towel.
Okay. How about a smaller one? After you wash your hands, you might, and face, you use a, might use a smaller towel. What do you call
it? You dry your hands in a hand towel.
Okay. What about in the, you wash your face with, you put the soap on this when you're washing your face.
You wash your face in a washcloth.
Okay.
With a washcloth.
Well, where does the water come out of at the sink? It comes out of...
The water comes out of a faucet.
And on a barrel or a keg, it's a... Have another name for it, or is it called the same thing?
Well, I would call it the same, faucet.
And how about at the side of the house, if you're going to sprinkle your lawn, you might hook the hose on to
it. I got it. I can't think of it.
Okay, well, you wouldn't call that a faucet, though.
Well, anything that runs out, water runs out of is a faucet, unless it's a hose.
Okay. How about
sprinkler.
Thing that looks like this, that you might pour, if you had a big bag of sugar and you're going to pour it into, or salt, into a little salt shaker, you might pour it through one of these.
Funnel.
If you were, had some horses, you know, and you were riding a buggy and you'd crack
the... Whip them. Crack the whip.
Okay. If you go to the grocery store, the grocer, you buy a dozen oranges. What does he put these oranges in?
Bag, in a paper bag.
Okay. And let's say you got five or six of these paper bags full of groceries, and you were to take them home and you put them into a larger bag. What would you call that?
And then you put the groceries in the shopping bag.
Okay. How about send out some dry cleaning, comes back to you. The dry cleaner brings some, the cleaning man brings some dry cleaning back. What do you call these things that cover the clothes?
Cellophane bags.
Okay.